Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here to break down episode 7 of Next Level Chef International Street Food. What's up, Pete?
Hey, this is exciting. I'm curious for you, when we're talking about street food, is that something that you gravitate to when you're traveling?
Absolutely. I am a find where the locals eat first. I don't like to hit up the touristy spots by any means. I love to just kind of like search the streets and just like walk into places.
It's interesting because I also think, I know this is international street food, but I think America has a lot of great street food too. Like I think
absolutely
cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. I think Mr. Beef in Chicago, right? Like there's all these great little spots where you can get American version of.
Well, and now with like, you know, the inundation of food trucks, I feel like it's kind of the same, you know, our like our version of street food technically is all of our food trucks. So if you're in a city where they do that.
On that note, one of our competitors, Chris, has a taco truck.
Yeah.
So this should be a slam dunk for him.
I'm assuming he wants to do a taco.
No doubt. I'm
sure a lot of people want to. It is kind of I can be tough because it does kind of, you have to stay within the realm of street food.
Right.
And sometimes that can get, and they talk about that. It has to be easily like accessible. It has to be kind of handheld so that you can actually like walk with it. So that has to go into play when they're thinking about their dishes, you know? So that's why we're going to see some skewers and that kind of stuff.
And the thing that's interesting about this challenge too, as if it's not challenging enough, the platform is not going to be stopping. It's going to be like on green play and it's just going to keep going down, up and down.
This is where I would get into trouble. I am uber competitive and I'm also like, I take unnecessary risks sometimes. Like I would be that person that would be like diving down like to get something and I would literally like tumble three stories and they'd have to like stop the show.
Just I'm
be like,
truthfully
shit, we lost one.
Surprised that no one has wound up on the platform as it's going to the next level.
Blaze has to like catch someone or like make sure someone's like, hey, like chill. Like you need to be careful.
Gordon almost gets hit by a cucumber.
I must have missed this. When did this happen?
Well, everything's falling off of the platform.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes. Things are falling.
They said, be careful, chef. Vaughn gets nothing at one point.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's going to just cook air.
It's like, well, because then it's moving that fast. Like the first time it comes down, they just like, I don't know. Again, your brain's moving so fast and you're like, all right, well, is there like some spices I can toast or something on the wall? You know, like, can I spit into this pan and like make something?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. And someone wants, I mean, I feel like Nicole maybe just gets a lemon.
Yeah, right. You get like one thing. And so which stinks because then again, it like eats up into your time. At least you know it's coming back down, but you must stand there just being like, all right, well, I'll just wait for the next round.
Gordon says, swordfish in the basement. I got to be dreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good, although I hate swordfish.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan either. I used to love it.
Didn't someone else get lobster in the basement too?
Feel like
on this
that
one?
Happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the big, two of the big stories of this, of what people are going to be getting is Lauren grabs a whole bunch of different things and she says she's going to have to conceptualize what this is going to be. And the concept that she comes up with is a savory churro.
Right.
And you can almost see Blaze viewing this as a mistake.
He's very averse to it, which I'm like, why do we have to be averse to this? What's wrong with this?
Okay, but Kelsey, let me just use your own logic against you here. You are someone who has competed on cooking competitions. And you've said you want to take risks, but you want to take calculated risks essentially at the
Right.
right times.
Yes.
This feels like a flawed concept. Like
Right.
you kind of know that the way Blaze is reacting to a savory churro is not what the judges are looking for. It's not next level,
Yeah, I
right?
probably would have changed my, but based on his reaction, like I would have changed my direction.
You
I'd have
would
been like,
have to.
all right, I'm not going to do that.
Like, that's too, it's too off the beaten path.
Like if you could have made a churro, you obviously had to make a patachou dough. So like, why not like make some sort of like egg burrito type thing?
So,
Like you had eggs, like, you know, like
something
make something
else.
different.
Yeah, don't. She says something about
I get it. Yeah.
freak flag, frot fly, and all that. And I get that. She says something about let your freak flag frot fly.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm all about that in like normal life, but in terms of
Not
making a
in churro life.
savory churro, that seems to be
Doesn't
flawed.
apply to churros.
It's not a good
Yeah.
concept. Unfortunately for Lauren, who seems like a very nice person.
Yeah, it seems, well, she's a home chef. And so I feel like this is where sometimes like these situations come into play, where she probably conceptualized like in her research, she was like, I have a couple things in my wheelhouse that I can apply. And like she heard street food and she's like, oh, I know how to make churros. She's probably like, I know the recipe for churros. I studied that. Let me make that.
Yeah,
And
well, that's a great
then she's
question.
just like stuck on that, you
Great
know, like,
point and great question. When you go into a competition, I'm sure you do some research, homework on what they've done on other shows. Can I execute this? What I would try to do
Yeah.
in this situation? Of course, you don't really know what the situations are going to
Right.
be, so you can only be prepared so much. But
Right.
this feels like to me that she thought, and we'll have to one day ask her, but that she thought she was going to be like, I'm going to get that savory churro in there at some point in the competition, and then I'm going to, it's
Right, and
going
this is
to blow out the water, and everybody's going to say
right.
what a great dish is. This does not feel like the week to do this.
No, you can kind of, they set it up as you can tell, like, this might not pan out. So,
Another thing that happens is that Vaughn grabs lamb heart, and he's never
yeah.
seen one in his life.
God, I don't know what I would do.
But oddly, when I saw Vaughn get lamb heart, I was like, he'll figure this out.
Yes, if anyone's gonna get it, it needs to be him.
Yeah, because I'm like, he's knows ingredients. It feels like he knows ingredients enough, and especially in this particular week being an international street food, he'll be able to do something with it to utilize the best pieces of it, if
Yes.
that
I
makes
do
sense.
luckily think that the judges, I love that on these shows, they do actually try to help. And so I think, and they probably don't even show us 75% of what the judges are actually telling them and helping them with. So I do think, obviously, it's a great opportunity for him to learn how to do something different with it, to utilize the judges' expertise to be like, I need a little assistance here on like,
Yes.
how can I actually manipulate this into something edible? Also, like an ingredient like that, I'd be like, no, I need to like know how to cook this so I don't like kill somebody. Like,
Right.
there's also that. There's certain ingredients like you need to be
I
safe
mean, and
with.
Naisha's very seems very like, no, you're like, she seems like, don't do this, do this. Like,
Right.
she's a good guide to it.
Right.
Gordon will straight up fucking taste shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And be like, that needs salt, like we talked about last
Right.
week with Jordan. Zach is making this empanada,
Yes. I
which
love the
sounds
idea.
so good. You know what I
Sounds
mean?
amazing. It sounds so
Yeah.
good.
He's he's
I would have loved to go an empanada route as well on this.
like that to me makes way more sense than a savory churro.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
I
know,
mean,
like that's like, I'm gonna make you something that's a that's you know, that is street food, but a little bit more elevated, and
yes.
it's gonna show that I can do things outside of the box of whatever people are
And
going to be
it's
doing.
fairly easy to execute. Like not, I wish I wouldn't say foolproof, obviously, but it's pretty easy to like make something that's super flavorful and really delicious out of like almost anything.
Yes.
So it's like a great vehicle for that. And in and of itself, it doesn't have to like look pretty. So
Right.
you can just
Right. But
like,
Zach is, Zach is a front runner in this game, in this
oh yeah,
competition.
he understands flavor and like knows how to. I thought he was, so he gets this truffle, which is awesome that he had a truffle. And I was like, oh God, he's gonna like overpower this thing with truffle. I was really worried that they were gonna be like, this tastes just of truffle. But if you know how to use it, I don't like truffle that much
Well,
either,
I
but.
think, like I was saying about Vaughn, he knows ingredients. Like Zach knows ingredients, and he's always, to his point, like to the credit, like he always knows how he's going to, what he's going to try to do to elevate it and make it look really pretty and be artsy about it. So that is a real skill. And
Yeah, the chefs just have more tools. Like they just have
yeah.
more, like there's more to come, like in the recipe box, you know, they just have a lot more to grab from.
The platform is coming down again. It's coming down a bunch, so obviously they
Just
want
keeps coming.
people to be able to get
It just keeps
shit, in
coming.
case you
I
missed
imagine
something.
like the people at the top, like the workers, like and staff that are just like loading this thing up every time and just like I wonder like how much they had, you know, like up there and like how do they decide what else to put on there.
I said, I feel like at this point, when the mid-level drop comes down, and you touched upon this last week, these ingredients should be elevating the dish that you are making. This should not be, now we're going to rebuild or restart or whatever. These have to be, it's a smarter grab at this point, right?
Yeah, like add to what you have, figure out what your dish is missing, you know, like the one flavor profile that you're like, oh, I need acid or I need sweetness or I need
Or
whatever it
chilies or
is.
whatever.
Yeah, like figure out what that is and hone in on that. Like know before you go up there what you need. So you're not just like grabbing random stuff. Like at least then your eyes have something to go for.
In terms of helping, I wrote a note here that Gordon literally has to walk Jordan through everything. What I mean? Like
Like you need.
he's in the weeds, he's making skewers, which I love. By the way, I cut my finger. I mean, the thing I was waiting for was a lamb chop skewer. Just to,
Really? It's funny. I have like a, I don't know why also. I'm saying that I don't like a lot of things, but like skewers are not my favorite thing.
I don't hate a skewer. I like a skewer.
I feel like they always feel like a lot of work and they and I just want to take everything off of it anyway and combine it all.
Lauren actually asks
We will move
Blaze.
on.
Lauren actually asks Blaze at some point, "Am I doing this right in terms
Oh.
of in terms of the
Like,
savory churro?"
well, again,
And
she had even said, I've never done this before. So she was like, is this correct? Oh, like,
if I was Blaze, I would have said, "I have no idea what the fuck you're doing, so I can't
yeah.
answer that question.
Right. Like, we
I
don't know
told
what
you
this
not.
is.
I hinted enough for you not to do this, but you
Right.
are doing it. So how do you want my help at this point?" I mean, that's
Right.
a little bit more rude than Blaze's.
There it is. See, now you're not being sensitive. I like when you're like more blunt.
Yeah,
Here we
well,
go.
because this person is irritating to me. You know what I mean? Like, she's just all over the place. See, there's a difference between Wendy and Lauren. There's a difference of Wendy of last week,
Is there?
yeah, no, there isn't. I feel like there's a difference in it that Lauren has jumbled ideas, right? She's
Yes.
overthinking. It's not that Wendy was overthinking, she just wasn't thinking at
There
all.
was nothing happening. This is the
So
op yeah. So it is actually the opposite of
she
what
had
was,
like
yeah. Yeah,
a
you're right.
freeze, a breakdown of some sort. Do you get anxiety watching the platform?
No.
Oh, I do.
Do you? I get
Just
anxiety at the end, like when they have to plate it.
okay,
That's when I get
definitely.
anxiety. That's
That's
when I
the
get.
height of my anxiety of the
Yeah.
platform, but I do get anxiety that someone's going to get hurt or that something is
Well, I
going to
told you, like
fall,
I would be
something's going
that
to
person.
break. You know what I mean? Like the platform itself is going to like fall off the fucking rails. I'm always so nervous when it comes to the platform itself. It
I do
feels.
wonder what kind of like thing they had to sign.
I mean, even the elevator that people ride up and down on, I'm like, what is it? Like, is it a real elevator?
It's like
Is
a
it a
freight
real
elevator.
elevator?
It's
Is it a.
a freight platform.
That's exactly what it is. Would you want to be in the freight elevator going up?
No, because this all seems like, since it's like a set, I'm like,
It's
this
all
is
so
totally like
rinky-dink.
this has to be like carnival setup, you know, like
Totally is. It totally is. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I'm
I
like,
don't trust this fucking.
someone's gonna lose a finger.
Or you, the last thing you need is one of the chefs to be riding on the freight elevator to the top and it gets stuck or some shit. About it. It's just very, it's very anxiety riding for me, the platform.
I like
But
it. I think it's fun.
I feel like you would, it would be anxiety for you. Because you're
Always.
someone that likes to plate and have things look really nice.
Well, yeah, that whole process. I have just in general watching other shows besides MasterChef, like all of these shows, you get 30 minutes, and that to me is like, whoo, that goes fast.
Right.
Like that's a totally different ball game, you know, like it totally limits what you can do. And that for me is like, oh God, that's really fast to create something that looks pretty, you
Yes.
know, and like looks composed. And that's definitely where my anxiety comes in. But I always have anxiety watching these things. Like,
Yeah. I
but
mean,
it's the good anxiety. Like that's the adrenaline rush that I love.
totally.
That's like, it's just like chaos.
The thing is about this week is everybody's dishes look really good.
Like when they had them all laid out, the judges come in, they're like, damn, guys, these look tasty. Like it smells good, looks good. And as they start tasting them, it's like, yeah.
This was one of the first weeks in watching like a reality food competition. I mean, the obvious worst dish was probably the savory churros from the onset and through the episode is the only one dish that I feel like was having a lot of problems. But even at that, it didn't look as bad as I imagined it to be.
No, it looked okay. Honestly, it was just in the cooking that it ended up being like mushy, they
Yes.
said. But I was almost hopeful. I was like, oh, And they
Like,
didn't like really bat like the flavor of it. It was
no.
kind of like the texture was kind of weird. But
Yes.
after the tasting of like all of them, I was like, well,
I
that
don't
was
know
the
who's
only,
going.
well, that was the only one that they had anything negative about.
Right. Well,
So
so, yeah.
she was definitely going home or going to be in the bottom. Unless her
Something
team got saved,
saved her,
which,
which inevitably did happen,
yeah,
right?
of
Because it
course.
was Zach's beef black truffle empanada.
Because he did. And that was more of one where I was like, okay, he actually deserved that. So I wasn't like upset about it, like that it was like an editing thing, you
No,
know? Like
it
I wasn't
looked
like,
really
oh,
good.
producers, come on, why do you have to
Yeah.
like do that to us? And it looked really good. So I like also think he deserved the win.
I also wrote a note that this bromance is wild now because it's even in
It
the
keeps happening.
even in the judging, they're like speaking an unspoken language to
It's
each
so
other.
fascinating.
Yeah, well,
Sometimes
I
it
mean,
just
and you
happens. There's just soulmates.
bromates. Is that a thing? That's a
I
new
think
word,
so.
bromates.
I
Yeah.
think it is. I think it's a thing. They just were meant to be on the same team and
And I have to say, if you were to pick a bromate, Richard Blaze is a good bromate.
I think
I'm not gonna
so.
speak on Zach. I don't know Zach. He seems like a really nice guy, but
Do you know Richard?
I don't know Richard, but he seems like he would be a really nice, like I've seen him a few seasons on this show now. He's very kind to the contestants. You know what I mean? He's
Yeah, I haven't heard like bad things about them
passionate
in like the
about
press or anything.
his team. He's funny. He's got nice hair. You know, I mean, I mean, like, he
His
seems
hair is
like
similar elevation to yours.
it does. It does. Yeah, I can fit in with that group for sure. You know, yeah. So I get Zach's attraction, I guess is
That's what we're calling it now. We're going full throttle on this.
word. what? So what happens? Let's see.
So as we said, Zach ends up winning, which saves Lauren.
And
So the
this is the part
churros
of the
are
game that's
saved.
sort of annoying to me, is because
Yeah.
in a week, this is what I'm saying, in a week where we can't find a bad dish, right? It feels like let's center on the one dish that we all unanimously agree on is the worst dish,
I know.
and then base the
The winner off,
off
yeah.
of, you know,
I know,
one of
that's.
the other teams. And but I understand that's not the game, and Zach's dish looked so good.
Yeah, look tasty.
So you have to.
Right. He played it smart. He had good grabs. Like, I mean, he played the game well, so he deserved the win. But yes, it's always a shame when you're like, of course, now that person saved. And so two people who
And I just want to say,
had.
it's not like I'm rooting for Lauren to be eliminated from this at all. You know what I
No,
mean? Like
right.
I always think on these shows, like there's a chance that the person can get it together. But this is a week of a real wake up call for Lauren.
I think so.
You know, she even says when the judging is completed, she even says to Zach, "You need to have the best dish, otherwise my ass is out of here." Like so, something like that. Like what do you like? What?
Yeah, you shouldn't be
Like,
like
I don't
banking
care.
on your teammates. Yeah,
No,
like don't put it on me.
I mean,
It's not
that is
my
the,
fault.
to me, that felt like an annoying, like an irritating ad. If I was Zach, I would be like, why are we talking about you so much?
So
Like, we should be.
you are at the point of Lauren, like, you know, when like you're at a point in your relationship, like when you're married, that like some weeks, like anything your wife or your significant other says, or like my husband says, and I'm like, so annoying. Like you are that at that point with
But
Lauren.
Lauren. Yeah, no, I am, because it's just like she probably meant nothing by it, but like it's a very me-centric comment. Instead
She
of
could say anything and you'd be like, that's annoying.
okay, but don't you feel she should just be like, I really hope you win because your dish looked amazing, and also then I'll be saved. Instead, it was
It
your dish.
wasn't what you said, it's how you said it.
She's probably like the most amazing person, and we would be like BFF forever. Because I was so nice about Wendy last week.
I know. Now you're moody. You just totally shifted gears.
Okay, let's see.
So then who's in the bottom? Or who gets sent to the cook-off?
Well, hold up.
Oh.
Gordon does this thing. Well, Naisha puts Alexandra in the bottom,
Right.
which is like she's just picking. I don't really know, like, you
It's
know.
hard, yeah.
You have to pick someone, and maybe you're picking someone that you think will come out of this.
I would say hers was probably the weakest of the group, though. So I
Sure.
thought it was a fair pick. It just stinks too because Alex, her dish wasn't bad.
Right.
It just wasn't like everyone else on her team had really good stuff.
Jordan does this thing where he says, Isaiah, it's not you.
Oh, yeah.
Gabby, it's not
That
you.
was so confusing.
Was so good for TV though.
It is, but my brain was like, oh my gosh, like,
And
I'm so
Jordan
confused.
is doesn't have an immunity idol, whatever we're calling it, the magical power. So
It looks like one of the things that they have him wear. They look like the pins from Hunger Games.
well, he's going into the Hunger Game, literally.
Yeah, that's what
So
they look like.
Jordan's going in, and the battle is chicken wings. Now, I love chicken wings.
I do too, obviously, since I make them.
I want to try. I can't wait to try your chicken wings one
They're
day.
so good.
I'm a huge connoisseur of chicken
Yeah.
wings. I wanted to. Well, I
My
mean, there's
wings
the
are
Hot
good.
Wings show, so they kind of took the market on the chicken wing thing. But a
Yeah.
long time ago, wanted to do something on not the hotness of chicken wings, just the
Just the
variations of it.
goodness of them. Well,
Yeah.
they're blank slate again. I
And
love
for
wings.
me, my favorite chicken wing spot is in New Jersey. It's called Sharky's in Clifton. If anybody is listening to this from New Jersey, that's where you should. They have so many different sauces, and the wings are actually, you know, you're getting a substantial wing, but not like an overabundance of wing, because that's a thing too.
Yeah.
Outside of your own, which.
I know. So I don't have the answer to actually where this place or like it's a place in Sedona, Arizona, but I don't remember the name of it.
That's all
But
right.
it was the first place that I used to like be very like not like chicken wings. I was like, ugh, I don't like chicken wings. And I
There's
never
so
ordered
much
them.
flavor.
I know, and I don't think I'd ever really like eaten them. I just like thought I didn't like them. And then we had wings at this place, and I was like, oh
Here
my
in
goodness,
LA,
I'm a lover.
my favorite is Pizza of Venice, which
Oh.
makes no sense that they would have really amazing wings, but they do have really amazing wings out here. So the wings battle it's very interesting to me because Alexandra is making a wing that's probably more closer to reality, that
Yeah,
it's
I didn't
going
like the choice.
really.
I'm gonna
So
be
here we go.
honest.
Now we're going to get into this.
I know, and I know you think otherwise. I hated this option, this choice.
Wow, to that level. So to me, I hated Jordan's creamy parm wings. Alexandra is making more traditional buffalo, sweet and spicy sort of. Well, that's what Blaze is referring to it as, sweet and spicy.
I
But I
don't know why
just
he said sweet and spicy. It
it
just
feels
seems
like
like
it's just
buffalo.
good buffalo spicy. So whatever.
Yeah.
Why did you hate this choice?
It's too like basic B. Like I'm like, this is not Buffalo Wild Wings. Like that's not
I
this
like that.
competition.
I like that brand, by the way. I like the sauces there.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't mind
I'm
that.
not like angry at them. I like going there for a beer and like watching games,
That's what, I mean, that's essentially what I do.
but I just didn't think this was the time and place for buffalo wings and like carrots and celery sticks. You know,
But
I
okay,
thought
what the
we could do
fuck?
more with the
To me,
opportunity.
that is what a fucking pub wing is. What else is it? I don't understand what you're saying.
It's
What
a
is
million different things. You can do anything you want with it.
a pub wing? A pub wing is hot buffalo sauce, some variation of that, carrots, celery, and a homemade ranch. Like that is, or if you're into the blue cheese. I mean, that is essentially what America knows chicken wings as.
Okay, that doesn't mean that's what you have to make on Next Level Chef. That's not what they're asking for. Like pub wings nowadays are not just buffalo sauce.
Well, okay. So what pissed me off or annoyed me about Jordan's creamy parm wings is there was no level of heat. There was no spice in that. To me, if I'm eating a chicken wing, there has to be, even if you're making creamy parm, and I don't know, I didn't try this, there has to be some
Why?
level of a jalapeno or a serrano chili or a Fresno, just a little bit of a
Why?
bite. Don't you want a little bite on your wing? Isn't that the whole purpose of a wing, to have some bite?
Spice?
Yeah, a bite like of spice.
That's subjective.
Click. I hung up on you.
Subjective.
This is what would have been like
Click
in the 90s. I would have hung up on you. You'd
dial
have been like,
tone.
hello? Have you ever hung up on your husband?
All the time.
I feel like, though, I feel like today, like back in the 90s, if you hung up on someone,
Yeah, I don't do it as frequently as I used to, but.
You knew the person hung up on you because the phone made like a ding. You
Yeah,
know what I
now
mean?
it's very confusing.
You're just like, it's like, well, I'm doing it on my phone, but like on your cell phone,
I
it's
do
like
it to my mother more
a
than
button
anybody.
press. Oh,
I hang up my mother quite a bit.
God. I love a good hang up. I still hang up on people.
Yeah, I'm like really upset. I'm like, and then my aunt calls back. She's here. Hang up on me.
The thing about a hang up
Sorry,
is,
Mom.
I don't know why we're in the weeds about a hang up, but the thing about a hang up is sometimes it's necessary to take a beat from where we're going.
Like we need a beat.
This is
We
only
just
gonna
don't
get,
agree.
we don't agree. This is gonna get worse. Let's stop, right? Like, let's just stop,
This
take a beat.
we need to make this into a reel though and post this and get everyone's feedback.
Oh,
That's what we need.
totally.
So this needs to be made
Okay,
into
I'll
that.
cut this into
Got
a
it?
thing. Anyway, I strongly disagree. So
Okay.
what are your wings in the Indianapolis Colts Stadium?
I have two different kinds. They're very different.
Is one a little spicy?
They both have a little bit to them.
They both have a little
One.
bite. There's both of them have a little spice though.
You have a Southern California bat like thing going on. Like that was the head shake and eye roll thing of the century.
Well, I'm just
Like,
curious though. You're telling me that does it have a level of spice?
yes.
Both of them.
Again. Oh
I
my
just
God.
want to be
We need.
clear. Both of the wings
Both
that
of them.
you make have some level of spice.
The dry rub has a minimal level of spice.
Okay, and what is it? What is the minimal spice? What is it?
Cayenne pepper.
Okay, that's pretty fucking spicy to me, Kelsey.
It's in the dry rub. It's not that spicy.
Yeah. Okay, but when you eat
I
it, you're
have
like,
one
just
that is
has anyone
a
has ever
smoked chicken wing. with a dry rub. It's like a sweet, savory dry rub
And that's the one
with
with the cayenne pepper.
it has some cayenne pepper in
Okay.
it.
Has anyone ever eaten it and been
Okay.
like, "Ooh, I love the kick"?
No.
No. Okay. I'm sure someone has, and you're just lying to me now. In all of the fucking stadium visitors, nobody has ever made this comment. I like the spice. Okay. And what's the other wing that you have?
It is an Asian sticky wing.
And is there a little spice in that?
Yes, they're
What is it?
definite gochujang.
Oh, okay. So
Okay.
in both of the
Mic
wings,
drop.
if the both of the wings that you make, there is a level of a
I'm
little
just
bit of
saying there doesn't
spice.
have to be.
Well, evidently in Jordan's, there's no
That's
nowhere
fine.
near.
And who won?
Well, Jordan won, but I only feel that Jordan won because I just feel that Alexandra, who I think is amazing, I just feel like it may have been one notch too safe. I do agree. I concede the point that if she was going to do a buffalo sauce, maybe she should have kicked it up, like really brought the heat of that. Do you know what I mean? Go the total opposite of it, where it's like, oh, okay, that's a buffalo wing. You know what I
Like
mean? And
she
gro
should have hot ones, Gordon.
I do think so. You know what I mean? Like that may have been not like full throttle level 10 hot, but like so like really spicy to the point where when they eat it, their reaction is like, oh, that's hot. You know, like that's what I think of a hot wing or
I
a
agree.
buffalo.
Yes. If you're going
You
to do
know,
buffalo, you have to do something to make it
kick it up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like this is
different
a
than just being
serious.
like, I got a can of Frank's Red Hot and just poured it on these. Like,
Well, exactly.
you can't just do that. Like, you have to make it stand out. So, like, then do a side of that's not celery and carrots. Like, do some, I don't know. Like,
I'm fine with the celery and carrots, and I'm fine with the ranch. I just feel like you had to go next level of spice then in your buffalo. This was a really hot debate for me because
I had to get out my slime to bring down my
I need to let you
to
know that when
fidget.
I was watching this,
I had to
when I
fidget
was
with something.
watching this on tele or on the screener that we got, I was standing up and yelling at the screen, yelling at Jordan at the screen as if I was watching a
I
sporting
did
event.
not want him to put the sauce on it. I was like, do not
Right.
sauce
And but
those
the only
wings.
reason evidently that he won, it wasn't on the flavor of his sauce, it was on the crunchiness of his wings.
Right, which is good. So that means it was a good wing. Like he
Was
knew
a
what he
good
was
wing that
doing.
it could take the sauce for
They
sure.
could take the sauce and stay crunchy.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
I'm not saying that this is a negative reflection on Jordan whatsoever. Like, you know, when I go with my friend Chris to have wings, he always gets garlic parmesan wings.
Really?
He's afraid of spice. I just called him out now.
Yeah,
And I'm always like,
you're
what the
just
fuck is
ruining relationships all
I'm
day
like,
long
I
since
always say to my friend
2024.
Chris, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why don't you get hot?
I do question people who don't like any spice. I'm kind of like, why can't
Eat the fucking wing. What are you talking about?
eat the wing? Pete's
I'm not
good.
saying that you have
I
to
like
go for the
spice.
top level of spice. I'm saying that you have to participate
You
in
have
the
to
game of
participate.
the wing game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Did I make you feel uncomfortable in this
Oh, not
argument?
at all. I just had to bring down the I'm just playing with my kid's slime.
And why are you doing that? Because I was so adamant about spice.
It just keeps me at a level
Oh,
ground instead of
you were gonna yell at me.
I'm just, I knew this was going to be an argument
I get passionate about wings.
because I am equally as passionate about how she should not have done buffalo wings. As soon as she said that, I was like, going home.
Well, oh, you said going home? You know what I said? She's got this shit. That's
Well,
where
you were
that
wrong.
she's got it.
That's why I win TV shows and you don't.
I do agree with you. I do agree with you, though, that her buffalo sauce was too safe.
Yeah, we didn't even get to try it though.
Right.
So
It
I
just
do
felt like
wonder.
it was going to be too safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Alexandra. I don't know if you watched this episode, but I'm coming to New Jersey March 19th to the 25th of 2024, I would like to try your buffalo wings as a just as a point with Kelsey via Zoom or Instagram Live,
That would be fun.
just so I can have them and to
Taste them,
prove.
try them.
Yeah. So can we arrange that visit? I will be in and I'll be in your neck of the woods. So let's.
It's a bummer
I
'cause we
just
already
think this.
interviewed her.
I just totally invited myself over to Alexandra's to and her boyfriend and
Yeah, and you're
the
like, I'm going to your Thanksgiving now.
whole thing.
That was fun.
All right.
Well, we had to
Okay.
get rid of Alexandra. It's very sad.
Jordan staying, Alexandra stay. I will say one thing about Jordan in this. It's dope that he stayed because the week before there was the whole immunity drama.
Right, yeah.
And this week he proved himself
Yeah,
like
you don't want to have
worthy.
him go home.
Yeah, no, he's a fun one, and I like him on the show. So
All right. Well,
just again,
everybody.
wait, before we go,
Oh, yep.
just to be clear, we have a lot of opinions on this podcast, right? I just want to, we've run into this problem in previous seasons of different shows where people get upset over something that's said. 95% of what we're saying is for the entertainment
Yes.
value of going along with what was happened on the show. There
Yes.
is no harsh judgment to Lauren. You don't dislike Wendy.
Right, correct.
You
That's
know what I
very
mean? Like,
important.
because we get passionate about our food, like as you would a sport. We just happen to about the food competition. So
Right. Thank you for pointing that out.
we
I
haven't
agree
done it
with you
yet.
on
This,
that.
we haven't done that on this series yet. So as we get
Yes.
further into the weeds here, I feel like people are going to be like, what the fuck does he mean?
Yeah,
Garlic
because
Parmesan's acceptable. You know what I mean?
right. Because on that note, we get to interview Alex next.
Yes, I'm super excited to talk to her. And the first thing I'm gonna
Yes.
say, first thing I'm gonna say to her, first thing I'm gonna say to her is,
I liked your buffalo wings.
yes,
I liked
that
your
is
buffalo
actually what
wings.
I'm going to say.
Yes. So, all right, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during that heated debate on wings. But stay tuned. We have an exclusive interview with Alex coming up next. So we will see you right over there. Adios.